This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. How Senate Bill 26-135 reaches the 2026 ballot and tests the Tabor revenue cap. The Colorado legislature referred a measure to the November 2026 ballot that would let the state keep roughly $1.1 billion in Tabor refunds over 2 years to fund K-12 education. Colorado voters will decide this November whether to let the state keep and spend revenue it would otherwise refund under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, using the money to fund K-12 education. The legislature referred the measure, Senate Bill 26-135, to the November 3, 2026 ballot, where it will ask voters to raise the state's Tabor revenue cap by an amount tied to public school spending. The measure has been a focus of Aaron Meschke, who writes The Reluctant Activist on Substack and has testified at the Capitol on tax questions in an interview on The Kim Monson Show. The beauty of the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights since 1992 is that the growth of government has been constrained, and they have to go to voters for approval if they want to expand in ways that are outside of normal inflationary growth, Meschke said. That is actually a protection for all of us. Senate Bill 26-135 is a referred measure, which means it goes on the ballot by act of the legislature rather than by citizen petition, and it does not require the governor's signature to reach voters. The Senate passed it 23-12, and the House passed an amended version 42-21, according to Balut Pida. All four prime sponsors are Democrats, the roughly 50 co-sponsors are all Democrats, and no Republican voted yes in either chamber, making this a Democrat-majority referral. If voters approve it, the state's annual Tabor cap would rise by an amount equal to the most the state has ever spent on K-12 funding in a single year, currently about $4.6 billion, the Colorado Sun reported. The state would retain and spend that revenue beginning in the 2026-27 fiscal year instead of refunding it to taxpayers. Because Senate Bill 26-135 is a referred measure, the legislature does not assign it a proposition letter. The state assigns the designation later in the cycle. The Enrolled Act directs the Secretary of State to submit the measure by its ballot title at the November 3, 2026 election, and the bill text carries no proposition number. Until the state assigns one, the measure is tracked by description, not by letter. This is worth flagging because Colorado reuses proposition letters across election cycles. Recent legislatively referred Tabor and education revenue measures appeared as Proposition CC in 2019 and Proposition HH in 2023, both rejected by voters, and Proposition LL in 2025, which voters approved. The 2026 letter for Senate Bill 26-135 has not been set. Tabor, the constitutional amendment Colorado voters approved in 1992, limits how much revenue the state can keep and refunds the surplus above that cap to taxpayers. Senate Bill 26-135 leaves that constitutional amendment in place and instead makes a permanent, voter-approved statutory change to the revenue cap, a kind of change Tabor itself allows when voters say yes. The measure has no sunset, so the retention authority would continue indefinitely. The retained revenue would flow into a new children's account inside the general fund, where the enrolled bill earmarks how it is spent. The money would first reimburse local governments for revenue lost to the senior homestead property tax exemption. It would then pay school districts a new 2% positive factor that increases K-12 funding each year, compounding for 10 years through the 2034-35 fiscal year and aimed at teacher pay, teacher retention, smaller class sizes, and access to career and technical courses. Remaining funds are directed to additional K-12 services, disability services, and programs for children, prioritizing childcare and full-day preschool. The measure also requires an annual independent state auditor report and district-level online posting of how the positive factor money is spent. An earlier version of the bill was broader. Initially, it would have let the legislature spend leftover surplus on anything it chose, such as Medicaid or roads, the Colorado Sun reported, before sponsors narrowed it. Meschke described that shift from her vantage at the hearings. until the very end, when they did a few amendments to this bill to make the funding go toward education for 10 years, a higher proportion of the funding to go toward education, she said. It was going to go a little to education, but mostly to a lot of other programs. The state's sixth revised fiscal note, dated May 11, 2026, estimates the measure would reduce TABOR refunds by $136.1 million in the 2026-27 fiscal year and $969.7 million in 2027-28, roughly $1.1 billion in reduced refunds over the first 2 years. The fiscal note breaks the 2027-28 reduction into about $212 million in property tax refunds, $354 million in income tax rate reduction, and $404 million in six-tier sales tax refunds. Over a longer horizon, the foregone refunds scale toward roughly $4.6 billion a year once the measure is fully phased in. Meschke put the near-term figure at over $1 billion, which the first 2 years of the fiscal note bear out. Colorado voters have repeatedly turned down measures that would let the state keep more of the TABOR surplus, rejecting Proposition CC in 2019 and Proposition HH in 2023. Not every retention question has failed. Voters approved Proposition LL in 2025, which let the state keep excess revenue for a school meals program. Supporters of Senate Bill 26-135 cast it as a way to fund schools without raising tax rates, and the ballot title frames it around teacher pay, class sizes, and an independent audit. Meschke argues the education framing obscures the core fiscal change. It was just basically a way to get around having to take an official TABOR question to voters, she said, pointing to the pattern of voters rejecting direct refund questions. Critics make a broader argument that as the cap rises with K-12 spending year after year, the constraint TABOR places on state revenue erodes over time, even though the amendment stays on the books. After a certain time, the TABOR cap just keeps getting raised to the point where we're never going to need it again, Meschke said. Supporters counter that the measure still requires a voter yes to take effect and dedicates the money to schools and children under a statutory spending order. And now, Kim's perspective. This measure asks Colorado taxpayers to give up more than $1 billion in refunds over just the first 2 years, and far more as the years go on. TABOR has protected Coloradans since 1992 by making the state come back to the people before it keeps and spends money above the cap, and that protection is exactly what is in play here. Dressing a revenue cap increase in the language of teacher pay and class sizes does not change what voters are actually being asked to surrender. Watch how the dollars are described against what the fiscal note actually says, and remember that every dollar the state keeps is a dollar that was headed back to your household. When this reaches your ballot, read past the title and decide whether you want the cap raised permanently. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.